about that. I had a blood clot, and it part of it went to my lungs, and part knocked me out
here.
But I did, it did, never did hurt me, and he said it didn't do any harm. He x-rayed me. And I don't reckon it did, because I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what I called up here, and I was going to come up to do this, you know, and then your daughter said that you had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. My daughters are here. I had three and my son, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got four children.
Mm-hmm. And you have, you have three boys. No, one boy.
Three girls and a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Roy, he's down in Melbourne. And there's my girls are scattered around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are.
And they're none of them close to home.
Uh-huh.
Kansas City's the closest.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, one of them lives there.
Uh-huh. Well, your wife gone?
Yeah, she's
How long has she been gone?
2 years, 1st of May.
Oh, yeah.
1st of this last May.
Yeah.
I believe she passed away on the 1st day of May.
How old was she when she died?
80.
Well, now, what have you done for a living most of your life?
farm.
Yeah.
It's mostly farm. I own the farm down in Oak Grove. I went to see my wife, and she lived on a farm. Her daddy, he owned the farm close to this, but he's a TC in after this farm for another party.
Uh-huh.
And they lived down there all the time I went to see her, and it was about 5 to 6, about around 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we married, in about a year after that, or 2 years, no, right after we married, they moved back up to their place. And that farm was still idle, but he watched that scene after.
Oh, he did.
And that sold at a commissioner's sale, that farm did, 160 acres. And it was an old farm, and an old family there, a Coel family, was raised there on that farm. And I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It got went up for as a commissioner's sale when I sold it at auctions at the courthouse. And they bid the mortgage on it. They had a mortgage on it, and they bid the mortgage, and I bid $5 more and bought it.
Oh.
And back then, now it sounds kind of funny. Back then, at 160 acres and $500 and $505 bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, there wasn't no money that much then. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, of course, I built it up more than that. I had over 400 acres. And I was a farmer and raising cattle down there. I bought around it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you bought?
Joining
yeah.
it. And when I'd buy it, I'd fence it hog tight and where I could use it. Of course, I had a free range back then. Everything run the stock, you could let them run out.
Mm-hmm.
All over these hills back here on south. They just pasture for the public if they wanted to, and I used a lot of that pasture, but outside range for pasture. But when I got to this other, I fenced it and improved my pastures, and I didn't have to use it. Then we got a stop loss, was it pretty quick?
Oh, then you got a stop
loss. Yeah, I was getting ready for it though, and I was in pretty good shape for it. Stock all come in.
Mm-hmm. Because you were already starting to fence it.
Yeah, you see, you had to make your money if you're above a living. You had to make it off some kind of stock.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a farming country. This is not a farming country.
Oh, I see.
It's more of a stock country.
Not many crops.
No, you back in those days, they didn't have any farming tools. Only just a horse and a plow and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again,